Welcome to Candidate Conversations, part of Delaware Debates 2020, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. This conversation focuses on the race for governor, and we are joined by Republican candidate Scott Walker. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's an honor, Tom.
Let's start by asking, what prompted you to run for governor this election cycle?
Well, the COVID-19 crisis showed us the enormous power the governors of states have that most people never realized could be employed. And that's why I decided that I could serve the people of Delaware better by being governor rather than being an elected representative like a senator or a House of Representatives.
The governor is, of course, the state's chief executive. That puts it, as you noted, into a leadership position in the states. How would you describe the leadership style that you would bring to the governor's office?
Well, I would be more in line with collaboration and working with the legislature. When we have an emergency, we have to work together. And it's much easier to form coalitions and groups and work together than it is trying to do things all by yourself. We know that. And so, unfortunately, what's happened is our governor, present governor, has not followed this rule. And the negative outcomes, most of the negative outcomes have yet to occur because of his emergency orders.
Since you've mentioned the coronavirus, I want to jump into that issue. Since March, the governor's office has largely managed the state's response to the pandemic through executive order. Tell me a little bit more about how you rate Governor Carney's efforts in this area, and are there specifically one or two things that you would have done differently?
Well, I don't want to, criticize Governor Carney at this in this medium. What I would have done would be to follow the lead of some other states that did not lock down and pay attention to the data that came out very early in March, actually, that told us that this virus was not as severe as had been advertised. And I know that our governor was under a lot of pressure from the governors of Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, and New York to go along with them. But that's something that I'm not going to do. I'm not going to take my marching orders from another governor or a neighboring state or something like that. I'm going to do what's uniquely best for Delaware. And that would have been avoiding these emergency orders, these draconian shutdowns of businesses indiscriminately, and putting really 100,000 people out of work and are still out of work.
Assuming there's no readily available vaccine or significant advances and readily available advances in treatment, are there some things that you would do day one to manage the situation if you're elected?
Yes. Masking will be voluntary. There will be no mandatory masking. We will open up the economy totally. And there will be no restrictions. And the way that you combat a virus naturally is through herd immunity. And I'm going to let that phenomenon occur in Delaware. People will come in contact with the virus. It's an airborne virus, and you're not going to stop it. Eventually, everybody must come into contact with it, short of a vaccine. And if we get a vaccine for this virus, Tom, what's to say that a new virus next year will come along? So we got to learn how to deal with these things sensibly and logically, rationally, instead of hysterically.
Even when the pandemic subsides, the country and Delaware will likely face a continued recession. Some industries, such as retail and restaurants, are not likely to fully recover. As governor, what would your priorities be for getting the economy back on track and creating jobs for those who may not have jobs to go back to? And I guess I'm thinking more kind of long-term rather than short-term.
Well, President Trump did a great job with the economy by deregulation. He got rid of a lot of bad rules. We have occupational licensing rules here in Delaware that are stifling competition and innovation in all fields. And I would take a look at that. We need to build up our healthcare capacity. That means getting rid of the Health Resources Board, which issues certificate of need and squashes competition in the healthcare field. And once we have the world's best healthcare system, jobs will come to Delaware. When we go and clean up our education system and move a lot of instruction online, saving millions of dollars, reducing property taxes, people will come to Delaware and set up businesses in Delaware because Delaware is a place friendly to business. And right now, it's not.
Delaware, like other states, has seen protests throughout the spring and summer focused on issues surrounding racial equity. The General Assembly did pass the first leg of a constitutional amendment, explicitly adding protection against discrimination based on race, color, and national origin to the state constitution during its past session, as well as a ban on police use of chokeholds. A number of other bills are expected to be introduced come January when the General Assembly reconvenes. What do you feel needs to be done on this issue? What would your priorities as governor be?
Well, we haven't gone far enough in eliminating discrimination in this state. As you may or may not know, my legal background is in housing discrimination. I filed a lot and prosecuted a lot of lawsuits against Newcastle County, State of Delaware, City of Wilmington as a pro se litigant. And so I'm very aware of the discrimination in the state. It's rampant. And it's not direct, obvious discrimination, Tom, the kind that's written down. It's indirect. It's way the laws are applied unevenly, and that's why we have inequity in Delaware. That's why we have a big equality problem. And as governor, I'm going to crack down, okay? We're not going to have, like, housing discrimination. You know, I think we ought to take a look at single-family zoning, for example, in certain areas, not all statewide, but in certain areas to allow for more group homes and things like that to help people with addictions and help people with rehabilitation and take some pressure off of our hospitals and healthcare system.
One thing that we have not heard a whole lot about in Delaware is the idea of defunding the police. But instead, what we've heard more particularly from protesters is about the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights and use of force policies. Would you back efforts to revisit those things, the Officers Bill of Rights and use of force policies, and look for possible changes in those?
Well, first of all, I'd like to see cameras on all our officers statewide. You know, I want to see cameras. See, I think that's a very important tool to keep things, you know, on the up and up. And I'm generally satisfied with the job that our state police and county police and sheriffs and our municipal police have done. I think, you know, these people are overworked, underpaid, and my gosh, where would we be without them?
The issue of education funding is also one the next governor will need to tackle. Chancery Court has already ruled the property tax system used in all three counties is unconstitutional. That could trigger property reassessments. The second half of that lawsuit is still pending. The part that's looking at funding inequities in the state's educational funding system itself. What do you feel needs to be done with the way Delaware funds its schools?
Well, the property tax is certainly, you know, an efficient way to fund our schools, but we're not getting the results that we need. Our scores are low and getting lower, and we're spending almost a third of the state budget on education. And I think that online schools will solve our problem. And in a way, this pandemic got us thinking seriously about online schools. We avoid a lot of the bullying and criminal activity and shootings and all sorts of things that make schools unsafe, school buildings. Now, I'm not saying I think we ought to put more money in extracurricular activities like sports and music and band and art and that sort of thing. That's where the kids do their real socialization, right there. But a lot of the instruction can be moved online, and it needs to stay online. And as a part of that plan, I want to offer free daycare to parents who meet certain income requirements.
I also want to hit on a couple of other issues that were expected to see some debate during the past legislative session, but did not because the pandemic really limited the scope of the General Assembly's work. I want to get a quick sense of where you stand on these issues, starting with reinstating the death penalty in Delaware. Do you support that?
No.
Legalizing recreational marijuana.
Well, this is one of my big, big issues. I'm all for legalization of marijuana. I think it should be sold in the liquor stores, and I think the liquor stores would do really well. And look, other states have had legal marijuana for a long time. The crime rate has dropped, and the overall health outcomes of the people of the citizens have improved. And so this is a no-brainer. And forget about all the extra money we'll be getting in the general fund from taxes on marijuana. But it's the health issues that and the crime issues that really stand out whenever you legalize marijuana.
And finally, gun bills. During the last session, they ranged the proposals from dealing with ghost guns or banning high-capacity magazines to banning assault weapons or creating a gun permit system. Are there any of these bills that you would support as governor?
I really don't want to touch our Second Amendment. I don't want to limit our Second Amendment rights. I think it's critical. The Second Amendment is next to the First Amendment. Are two most important amendments. So I think we're going down the wrong road trying to limit gun ownership.
And finally, is there an issue you feel is not getting the attention it deserves in this election cycle, and how would you address it if elected?
The overall health of Delawareans and Americans in general is very poor, and that's why we had such a hysterical reaction to this pandemic. And my, I don't know if you know me, but I benefited from a lifestyle change two or three or four years ago, and I got real healthy. And so I want the governor's office to lead a healthy lifestyles campaign in Delaware. It's being ignored now, and advertising, you know, in all medias, and in the schools and universities, and educate people on what a healthy lifestyle is so that we are not trapped in a world of never-ending chronic conditions, and poor physical health leads to poor mental health. And so that's my baby. It's lifestyle medicine, lifestyle changes.
Scott Walker, Republican candidate for governor, we thank you for your time here on Candidate Conversations. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tom.
You can find all of our candidate conversations online at DelawarePublic.org and DelawareDebates.org. Candidate Conversations are part of Delaware Debates 2020, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. Thanks for listening.